Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Chavdal, and mitzvah 224. I will try to get one mitzvah today, and probably the next one, Bez Hashem, will be on Thursday. That is my guess, just the Hanukkah abridged schedule, but Bez Hashem, we will do our best, again, to get as much up as we can. Okay, we finished, if you remember the last time we met, with the eight mitzvahs related to Matnas Aniyim, all the mitzvahs of Peah, and the mitzvahs of Leket, the eight mitzvahs. And today we start a new section, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph. We're still in the first Aliyah of Kedoshim. Kedoshim, as we know, is jam-packed. We're still in the first Aliyah. We have a couple of more mitzvahs within the next Pasuk. The next mitzvah is the next two words, Lo Tignovu, don't steal. So that is it. That's the whole mitzvah that we have to discuss. Rashi quotes right here, Azhara Lagone Mamon. The Isser is stealing money. Stealing money. Avalo Tignov, which have Aseres Adibris, right? Unbeknownst to many, the Lo Tignov in the Aseres Adibris is not talking about money. Not talking about stealing money. What is it talking about there? Azhara Lagone Vdafashas, Davar Lamemein Yano. The one in Aseres Adibris is about kidnapping, which we discussed at length in Parshas Yisro. But for Geneva, we said, you have to wait till we get to Kedoshim. So Baruch Hashem, we are there. This is the Isser of Lo Tignovu, do not steal. The Isser of Geneva, discussed at length in the 7th, 9th, and 10th parak of Maseches Baba Kama. Related to this is the Isser of Gezela. That, Baruch Hashem, we will get to in a couple of days. That's Mitzvah Reish Chavtes. That's Mitzvah 229, which is in five Mitzvahs from now. So obviously, Geneva and Gezela are very related to each other. We'll talk about that a lot today, and hopefully touch on it again when we get up to Gezela. But this is Geneva. Why is Geneva here, specifically? Lo Tignovu? So the Eben Ezra... Okay, sorry about that. We get back to the Eben Ezra. So what is the connection between Lo Tignovu and where this is situated in the Parsha? So the Eben Ezra says, after all of these mitzvahs that talk about giving and making sure we give, this is just an emphasis. Don't steal. Don't keep it. Right, this is a continuation of the previous mitzvahs. But he emphasizes beautifully, why is it in plural? Lo Tignovu. Doesn't say Lo Tignov. Says the Eben Ezra. Ki kein tzivisicha shetitein mishalcha el ha'aniyim lechvod Hashem, av shetikach mashehu la'achirim. Right, that's what we just said. Even if you take what's meant to go to others, that's geneva. V'tam tignovu ki haroe u'macharish gam hu ganav. If you see and don't protest, when you see something being done incorrectly and wrong, that's also a ganav. Lo tignovu, don't steal, and don't let other people steal. That's the double lashon of the plural lashon of Lo Tignovu. Rav Sternbach emphasizes here the commonplace and how common it is this isser that we have in Yani Mamon. Tzivsat Torah Lizar Maod B'Cholin Yani Mamon. Umar Rava Michshol Ha'omid B'Fei Asocharim. She is Chirubi Yosher. How hard it is to be honest in business. He doesn't quote it, but that's the first question. Asasav Anatata Be'Emuna. The first question we're going to be asked. It applies to anybody in the world. We'll get to Akum, Geneva's Das. Right? Everything is very hard. The story he quotes here, we quoted in a Parsha Shir a couple of years ago. There was once a man that came in front of the Rav Yisrael Salanter. And he was the shochet of the town, and he's crying to Rav Yisrael. He's like, I can't do this anymore. It's too much pressure. He's like, what's the problem? He's like, I have the achrayus of treifus and nevela and shchita properly on my head. I can't. It's too much pressure. So he says, okay, so what are you going to do? He says, I'm going to go into business. He says, really going to go into business? Geneva, Gezela, Ona'a, Oshek, Ribis. There's a lot more you serve in Dini Mamonis than it is in just shechting. So he says, okay, maybe I'll... We just don't think of it that way. We don't think of it as, oh, such a chrayus. So he says, V'yesh la'orer barabim, la'hakim shiurim la'balabatim, says of Sternbach, K'moshe malavdim hilcha Shabbos v'kashris, tzorech lomar heitev, dine gezel, ono, ribis, sheish bazach chiluki dinim rabim. There's so many halachas I want us to learn. Choshe mishpat is a fat shulchan aruch. And therefore, says of Sternbach, maybe that's why, out of all of these Beit Adam l'chaveros that are coming up in Kedoshim, the emphasis is on Geneva first, because it is so common. Interestingly, if you look at the next phrase, what's the next mitzvah that we're going to do? Reish Chaf Hei. That's the Isser of not denying having somebody else's money. Lo Sechachashu, possibly swearing falsely, as we will talk about. Right? The Reish Chaf Vav is Kfiras Mamon. So the Zayin LaTorah emphasizes maybe this Lo Tignovu, obviously it's Usser itself, but it's also a kind of a Siag Daraisa, because if I take something that doesn't belong to me, I will probably end up swearing about it falsely, and therefore it is something that I should that I should be staying away from. That's what we mentioned also back in Yisro, mentioned the Me'iri, that talks about all the Asaras and Dibros, the five and the five are parallel to each other. 1 and 6, 2 and 7, 3 and 8, 4 and 9, 5 and 10. So if you remember then, we spoke about the connection between Geneva and swearing falsely, Losisa Sheva Shem Lakech Lashav, being parallel to Geneva, because many times if you steal, you're going to end up swearing falsely also about it. So anyway, that was a couple of issues related to the connection and why Geneva is situated right here. Okay, so now let's read some of the Sefer HaChinuch. Shelo lignov shum mamon. We're not allowed to steal any money. Shneamar lo tignovu v'yomer zechernim lavracha shezu ashara lagone mamon. Stealing money. V'inyin Geneva hu kamo shebirashu. We already spoke about it in the Mishpatim. Shorish mitzvah zu yadua ki himen ha-mitzvos sha-ha-seichal mechayva. It's obvious mitzvah, seichel is mechayev, that society cannot function with people stealing. The Chinuch does not mention it explicitly, but this is obviously one of the mitzvos that everyone is mitzuvah in. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch in Os Hey for a minute, where he quotes that later on the Chinuch says males and females, here it doesn't mention that everyone is mitzuvah, or even non-Jews, like he did by most of the Arayas. So maybe there he has to be Bechadish. Which one of the Arayas? Gezel is obvious. It's obvious that this is one of the Shema Bizzim Bnei Noach. So maybe that's why he doesn't mention it by Geneva, but we will keep that in mind. But the Minchas Chinuch assumes that it's obviously it's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. That's the Gimel. Weiter, get back to the Chinuch. We did a mitzvah. Mashar b'zachar n'levracha. What is unique about this mitzvah? Let's get to some of the halacha. Says the Chinuch. She'aser min haTorah lignov afilu amanas lahachzir amanas lamekat. Very important halacha. Says the Chinuch, quoting the Gemara in Bamitzia Daf Samach Aleph. It's aser to steal even as a joke. Let's see, I'm going to take somebody's pen off their desk so that they come, and when they come back, they're looking for their pen all over the place. And then after 10 minutes, oh, here it is. I'm sorry, I was playing a joke on you. Aser Doraisa, says the Chinuch. That's called Gonev Amanas L'Mekat, just to cause them tsaris, or Amanas L'Hachzir. I have in mind to return it. If you look in the Ritva, in Maseches Bamitzia, where this is, the Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam says, that's impossible. It's impossible that is aser. The Ritva says there, Lo tigrav amanas l'mekat, pirish, b'chdei l'tsa'er l'chaveiro bilvad, v'dato l'achzer lo. What is this gonev amanas l'mekat? The Ritva in Bamitzia Daf Samach Aleph. It's to pain him, and you have in mind to give it back. Rabbeinu Tam pirish, she'im kein kol ha'olam over b'lavzeh. You can't say that's what gonev amanas l'mekat means. Why? Because then the whole world is violates. Because everybody in Rabbeinu Tam's base measures from stealing each other's pens, whatever the case may be. And he says it can't be also that I say. Everybody does it. Below Asa Rachmana Ella Kishadaito Lakvalatsmo. No, what it means here, this is Delo Karov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim say like the Chinuch means. I'm just doing it for fun. But the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it can't be. It can't be. It must be that you have in mind to keep it. It's just that your kavana for stealing is not because you really want the item, just you want to cause the guy tsaris. But it's only going to be Asa if you want to keep it. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says, because he can't fathom that going to Vamanas Lameka, just stealing Almanas to pain the person is going to be usher. But the pashas of the Rambam and the pashas of the Chinuch and the pashas of the Gemara is that it is usher even if I have in mind to give it back. We will talk more about that soon. But let's continue first. Klomar, kedei lahachis ba'al ha-geneva, ulahav hilo l'shah, to make him confused for a moment, ulahachzir lo adavar acharkach, and to return it to him afterwards. V'chidamar b'sifra, and this is what the Sifra says, l'fishnemar b'geneva shnayim yishalim, since we know by geneva, one is a chiv of kefel, you have to pay back double, l'manu onesh, asar minayin, that's the punishment. How do I know? I'm warned about it, this pasuk, tamalama lo signovu, lo tignovu, afilu amanas l'meka, lo tignovu amanas l'shalim, dalid vehe. So that is a very important halacha of gonev amanas l'meka. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, in the second paragraph, Ulich Ora, discusses the pashas that this is an Isser d'Oraisa. Pashtus, the imkain at the bottom of the column, be gonev amanas l'meka, yilkal avazei, you can get malchus for not even taking the item. Delo shayach nitim l'tashlumin, because the ptur, usually of Geneva, you're not going to get malchus because it's nitak l'tashlumin, you're going to pay back, but here you didn't take anything. You just violated the iser. So it's not going to be nitim l'tashlumin, so you're going to get malchus for this. Dator lo asr machmas mamon, because it's not purely for the money. What's fascinating, and this now we're going to get into the world of Reb Chaim and other achronim, and we're going to see it's even in the Minchas Chinuch here, is getting to the root of Geneva and Gezela. This is a major Perek Merubah topic, seventh Perek of Baba Kama. As is said here, is based on the Gemara Bamitzia. We do not find a parallel Gemara of Gozel Amanas Lamekat. There's no Gemara about Gozel Amanas Lamekat. It's only Gonev Amanas Lamekat. Is that significant? You might just say, oh, it's about Geneva, but it's also about Gazela. The Rambam does not quote it by Gazela. He only quotes it by Geneva. Not only that, but the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs quotes that. We know the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, as the Chinuch does, you quote highlights of the halacha. So you're not going to quote every single detail of every halacha, of every mitzvah. You quote certain halachos that capture the essence of that mitzvah. That's what halachas are brought for in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs is not meant as a full halachic compilation. That's Mishnah Torah. So the Rambam quotes certain highlight halachos that kind of give you the message of the Aveira. So if you look at the Rambam in Reish Mem Dalad, the Isser of Geneva, Lo Sase Reish Mem Dalad, the Rambam says, His Iranish Lo Ligur of Mammon, V'hu Amr Yisaleh Lo Tignovu. And he quotes Gonev Abanas Lameka, just like the Chinuch does here. There's 100 halachas of Geneva. The Chinuch was first and foremost in the Chinuch following the Rambam. Stealing even for fun is usher. Why does that have such a central significance in the Rambam and in the Chinuch? And it's not even by Gezela. Another element. You look at the Rambam in Gezela. Gezela, the Rambam emphasizes they're not going to get malchus because it's a lav hanitam l'tashlumen. Because any mitzvah, that any aveira that you do that has connected with it, and I say, lav hanitam l'tashlumen, you're not going to get malchus for. The Rambam mentions that by Gezela in the Isser. Don't think you're going to get malchus for this. Even though you're not going to get malchus for most Genevas either. But the Rambam doesn't mention it by Geneva. He only mentions it by Gezela in Sefer HaMitzvahs. So why? Or, another example. If you look in the Rambam, let's now go further in the Chinuch for a minute. Let's skip a little bit. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Let's go to Vekasav HaRambam. Vekasav HaRambam, a couple of paragraphs later. Zecharim Lavracha. We'll come back, hopefully, to the rest if we have time. Zela Shonim. Kol Agone Mishava Pruta Ulamala over Alosase. Anybody who steals from a Shava Pruta and up violates Alosase. Shenemar Lo Tignovu. Vein Lokin Alav Zela Fishanitam Li Shavon. See, he quotes, you don't get Malchus because you've got to give it back. Vechad Agone Mammon Yisrael. O Agone Mammon Oved Avodah Zarah. Doesn't matter. Genevas Akum is also Usser. So Machlokas Tanam Amoram, but the Chinuch Paskin is also Usser. That Chagorim is a God or a Katan. It doesn't matter who one steals from. That is going to be Usser. If you look in the Rambam also mentions the halacha of Isser Genevas Akum, but the Rambam a little difference in halacha Aleph of Hilchas Geneva. Perek of halacha Aleph. He mentioned it doesn't matter who you steal from. Echad Agonev Mamon Goy, Echad Agonev Gomer Yisrael. Doesn't matter. In Hilchas Gezela, he waits to mention that in Halacha Beis. What's the difference? Again, these are all little things, but once you start putting everything together, a larger picture seems to come forward. And that is, Reb Chaim explains that Geneva, the Isser of Geneva, well, what's the difference between Geneva and Gezela? So the Gemara says, one difference. The Gemara in Babakama Ayin Tes, as we usually assume, what's the difference in Geneva and Gezela? We usually say Geneva is in private. And Geneva, a person is scared of God, but he's scared of people, but not scared of God. That's why it's worse. Mashenke Gezela, Ve'igzos Achanas Biyad HaMitzri, Gezela is in public. That's the Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis, right here in Perek Meruba. The Gemara asks, Gazlan Hechi Dami, Kumar Yobin Yada, Shemar Ve'igzos Achanas Biyad HaMitzri. He kills him, right, Gezela. And the Gemara says, why is a God of more chomer than a Gazlan? Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, because they hishra kvod ever look vokona, v'zelo hishra kvod ever look vokona. At least a Gazlan doesn't care about anybody. Doesn't care about people or God. Masha'enki Geneva. Fine. So that is one element, one of the reasons the Gemara says that this kefal by Geneva and by Gezela, but we might ask, is there anything deeper? Why is there double and four and five only by Geneva and not by Gezela? So Reb Chaim develops the idea with many, many rayas that Geneva, the focus is the Maisa Geneva. The Mechayev is the act. The Maisa Geneva. Ironically, even though it's not in public, but it's the act of Hotsa'a Merishuz Bailim. That is the act, the Mechayev of the Geneva. Masha'en Ken Gezela, Gezela the Mechayev is the Hefsid Mammon that is caused. That's Gezela. Even though, as I just said, ironically, the Gemara describes Gezela as more focused on the physical act. You're going and fighting with him. By Geneva, you might do it in stealth, but either way, Lumdis, conceptually, the Machayev of Geneva is the Maisa Geneva. The Machayev of Gezela, which is in a couple of days mitzvah, is the Hefsin Mamon. That's why I go to Vamnasal Meikan. I'm going to give it back. There is no Hefsin Mamon. That's why it's not usher to be Gozel Manasla Meikat. It's only usher to be Goni of Manasla Meikat. Because the Maisa is disgusting itself. It's abhorrent. The Maisa Geneva. Even though you're going to give the money back. That's why it's going to be usher Daraisa, even Goni of Manasla Meikat. That's why the Rambam emphasizes by Gezela the fact that it's Lavanita Latashlumin. Because it's all about the money by Gezela. You're going to give it back. So that's emphasized by Gezela, but not by Geneva. Geneva, the emphasis is the act itself. So that is the difference. You can, and that's why maybe in, it doesn't matter who you do it from. By Geneva, it's in Halacha Aleph. Goy, not, Yehudi, doesn't matter. The recipient doesn't matter. It's the act that's problematic. And that is why the Rambam emphasizes that even in Halacha Aleph. The Menachas Chinuch himself seems to say this without all the riots. If you look in Oz Dalid, the Menachas Chinuch quotes the Machlokas Rishonim about Geneva and Gezela of a non-Jew. And then he has a very important line on the fourth line. Achnir Ali, Lachora. And he says it's Lachora. He doesn't have any riots to this. He says, Da'af la'asovrim Gezela's goy derabanan. Even if you, according to those who say Gezela's goy is derabanan, mikol makom Geneva's goy efshar d'minat Torah aser. Even if you hold Gezela's goy is derabanan, Geneva's goy is going to be daraisa. Why? Why? He says, Mizeh nireh, da Torah lo asra zemi din mamon levad. It's not that the Torah just says you can't take other people's money. That's not the root of Geneva. Rak hamida hagurua hazoz ba'atzma ha-Torah asra. This mida itself, basically saying what Reb Chaim said, it's the Maisa. Imkein bishlama gezel, fine by gezel, duhu rak da Torah asra mamon chavero. Gezel, the focus is the hefsin mamon. And therefore, imkein efshar to show goy lo asra, kevam shelo hefkar lo sanchita. So it could be that by a goy is going to be different. We pass it as asra anyway, but by gezel might be a lower level because it's related to veidat lachaveiro. It has to do with the hefset caused. Avo geneva daf shelo asra lignov. What is he quoting? Af shelo asra lignov. The Gemara talks about, let's say I know my property is in somebody else. Somebody stole from me. Somebody has something of mine in their property. Am I allowed to go and steal it back without going to court? The Gemara says, by Geneva, it's Usser. Why is it Usser? It's mine. So it says the Menachas Chinuch, what do you see from there? That it's the act. You're even losing here. You're not causing another loss to somebody else. So it's the act of Geneva that is abhorrent in Halacha. That's what he just says here. Ava Geneva daf shelo Usser lignov. Kadei shelo yumon midak ruah zos. Even if his, imkein af megoy Usser. Kadei shelo yargo bozev al zek pi de Torah. That's what he says. And that's why it's good. A goy, and that's why Pachos Bishav Pruto will get to. But either way, this is the Reb Chaim that is quoted by many Achronim. If you look in the beginning of Rishimo Shirim from Reb Salvechik, at the beginning of Meruba, that's where he talks about this Reb Chaim. But again, it's many, many rayas are brought from different places. Just one other raya. The Rambam in Hilchas Geneva discusses all of the quasi-Gazlanim. Let's say the Gemara says, Shol Shalomidas. Right, I borrow something without permission. Hareze Gazlan. Or let's say I'm watching something and I use it. I'm a Shomer Sacher and I use it without permission. Sholeach Yad Bepikadon. Hareze Gazlan. That is the halacha of a Gazlan. Or those are two of them. And others, that's in Paragimel of Hilchas Gzela. The question is, all of these, they might be done in private. Why are they Gazlanim and not Ganavim? Right, Shol Shalomidas, Sholeach Yad Bepikadon. Maybe those are Gazlan. Maybe they would happen in private. The answer is no, because all of those do not have a hotza'a merishus bailim. If I use something in your rishus, I didn't take it out of your rishus, I'm still a gazlan. If I'm guarding something of yours, so it's still considered in your rishus, and then I use it. Harei ze gazlan, because there's no act of hotza'a merishus bailim, so it can't be geneva. So that's why it's considered gzela nalacha. Considered gzela. And maybe that's why only geneva has kefel and not gezela, because it's the act itself. It's not about just replenishing and restoring what you caused as a loss, right? And that would just be gezela. You're just going to give back what you caused as a loss. Geneva is more about the act itself deserves to be fined, and therefore it's going to be usur mishum geneva, the act itself. Okay, there's a lot more, but again, feel free, beginning of Meruba, that's where the main sugyas are related to this. One or two other points. If you look back at the Menachas Chinuch Nos Aleph, he talks about the other prat that I just mentioned, and that is, it's usher to steal even a tiny little amount of money. If you look at the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Geneva, the Rambam's lashon is, he quotes it in the Minchas Chinuch Os Aleph, Asur lignov kol shehu midin Torah. It's asur to steal any amount, a kol shehu. A kol shehu, even half a pruta? Even half a pruta? Ayin Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah there, beginning of Hilchos Geneva, says, it's asur mishum chati shir. Just like we know all of Averis, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, you can't eat half a kezias of treif, you can't do a half of this, half of that. So the Magen Mishnah says this is another example of chatzi shir, stealing any tiny amount. Why is this Magen Mishnah important? Because there are a number of achronim that say that the principle of chatzi shir should only apply to isurei achila. If I eat a half a kezias now, that's going to be asur daraisa. Why? Because the svara is chazil, it's tarufe. It might combine with another half. That's one of the svaras given for Rabbi Yochanan in Maseches Yuma. So there are some achronim, the Chacham Tzvi and others, that limit the isur of chatzi shir to isuri achila. Problem is, there are two rishonim that use chatzi shir by non-isuri achila. This is one of them. The Magen Mishnah of Gifach Geneva discusses chatzi shir regarding Geneva. The other example is Rashi in Maseches Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalid, where Rashi says, the Gemara seems to say it, but Rashi explains it, there's an isser of borer or bishul on Shabbos, even half of a shear. So again, that's not talking about an isser achila, that's talking about an isser malach on Shabbos. Rashi in Shabbos Ayin Dalid on Aleph, I think it was talking about v'chi... Talking about afia. So that is two examples where chatzi shir is asur daraisa even by a non isur achila. Either way, this is an important Magen Mishnah. This is the Isurim of Geneva. Just read the end of it, and then we'll talk more about this when we get up to Gzela, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of days. This applies to men and women always. Regular Geneva, you don't get malchus for it. You have to pay. Im ganav dinar or ksuso chamor or gamal, you got to pay back. And if you steal anything, you have to pay back double. That's kefel. V'nimsa mafsid kashir shebikish l'chasol l'chaveiro. Why do you have to pay kefel? It's kind of like an edim zomim halacha. You ultimately lose what you tried to cause, that you stole 100. Why? Because you wanted to cause the guy a loss of 100, so you have to pay 200. So it ends up you lose 100 also. Similar to an edim zomim type of halacha. And continuing, but if you steal an ox or a sheep, as we know, from Parash Mishpatim, you have to pay dal v'hei, ukshim mishalim kefel or arbach hamisha, b'shar v'zed dafka, k'shidu al of edim, only if witnesses come. Right, the principle is that we know that if somebody admits to a knas before witnesses come, the principle is modi b'knas pater. And therefore, if somebody knows that they stole and they want to do tshuva, so they come to Kubbezin and are modi b'knas, and then they would be pater. That applies to all knasas. Why is that? Why is modi b'knas pater? Is it stam because the person is doing tshuva, so we feel bad for him? Or possibly it's because the knas does not exist until it's mechuyev al yidei bezdin. So if I jump the gun and I'm modeh before bezdin is mechayev me, so that I never let the knas get off the ground. That if you remember, those who listened a couple of years ago, the first daf be'in shir we had, it's on the OU website, on the daf be'in, is about the second one we had, is when does the chiyuv of knas kick in? Does it flow from the act? Does it flow from the gemar din? Either that's a discussion in the achronim, but that's related to the principle of modeh b'knas pater. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This is a geneva. Obviously, it's a large mitzvah, but hopefully we'll talk more about it and touch it again in a couple of days when we get up to gezela, but even over the next couple of halachas, which are quasi-gazlanim, swearing falsely that you're somebody else's money, not paying your workers on time. Those are mitzvahs that are coming up. Okay, we'll stop here.